Well, in library services in general, the big change, of course, is the impact of computers and the internet and all the ways it's changed our services. That eventually made it very hard to operate from our old buildings. They just weren't geared for that kind of traffic and wiring and equipment. And every time you put in a computer, you literally took out 3 feet of books. That was the equation. If you wanted to put in a computer, you were going to lose 3 feet of shelving to make room for it. And after a while, if you were ever in the old 419 library, you know, it was just a tangle of wires and computers and people, and everything was jammed together. And that's kind of where libraries had gotten to, and it was clear we had to do something. So we started planning for a change at the headquarters library, which eventually led to South County Library. And once South County Library opened, Glenver and Benton communities wanted one too.
Talk about, Diana, what libraries have really become. We've talked about this before, that they're not just the place to check out a book.
Oh, no, they're not book boxes anymore. They haven't been that for quite a while. It just took us a while to get the facility we needed to offer the services we do now. They're really a community center. They're that great third place, which is a concept that people don't talk a whole lot about, but it's not your home and it's not your work. It's the third place where people meet together. This South County Library has over 1,000 visitors a day. They come here for a lot of reasons that aren't related to books anymore. They're here for computers, they're here for programs, for DVDs, for just to socialize with their friends and stuff, or go to the coffee shop and all that. So it's a whole different world than we've had before.
Are there any new libraries on the horizon for Roanoke County, or is this it for a while?
I think this will be it for a while because there are so many competing demands for the funds. The capital projects are kind of backlog. They're trying to work their way through them. So I do think the Hollins Library will eventually be, they'll do something with that. That would really bring the four big libraries up to parity pretty much.
I'm Gene Marano with the WFIR News Department. We're talking with recently retired Roanoke County Public Libraries Director, Diana Rosapep. She started with the library system in 1986.
Everything was pretty much book or paper dependent. You had to be the Google of your day. You didn't have to know everything, but you had to know how to find everything, or where to start. So the more kind of trivia you had in your head, that was a huge help. Now, of course, it's become a matter of not just knowing the trivia, but knowing how to define it and find accurate sources for people. As we should have learned in this last year, accurate sources can be hard to come by, and librarians are really good at sorting through stuff and helping people find verifiable information. I think people like their libraries, and that's a pretty good thing, I think.
Do you see libraries continuing to evolve in the future?
Yes, I do. I think it should be a continuous process for libraries. They never should be trapped in a mold of what one thing, you know. Everything changes. Information changes. The way it comes to you changes. You have to keep evolving. The other day, as I was packing things up, I ran across what was euphemistically called a floppy disk, which really aren't very floppy. The little, I think they're about 4 inches square or something. We don't have anything to play that on anymore. It's stuff like that, you look up and you realize that technology outpaces itself. And the challenge for libraries is going to be to continually keep evolving and continually be able to stay up with that, because they're typically not funded to stay up with it. So it's a real critical part for the future.
Do you commend the Board of Supervisors in the county in the past decade or so, especially for laying out the money and seeing the vision that we do need improved libraries? I mean, the one in Vinton has really helped transform downtown.
It really has, and I would commend the board, because it can be a hard vision to see that why it's so important to have libraries that are attractive to people, and what an economic development tool that is, and how critical it is to your educational component. You need all those things. In Vinton, that has really kick-started the whole downtown redevelopment. I know they've worked on a lot of other elements, but it comes together, and it's very symbolized by that library. When we had community meetings at Vinton, the architects brought down various concepts, and the people in Vinton gravitated straight toward that very contemporary design that it has, which honestly surprised me. I thought, because Vinton's kind of traditional looking, I thought they'd go that way, but that was the statement they wanted to make about where they were going, and now people comment on that place all the time.